This was Bill and Gloria Gaither. These song lyrics, written by Bill and Gloria Gaither, were born following the death of their grandparents, the birth of their children, and the dealing with sickness in their family. Seeing their faith in the passing of their grandparents and finding comfort and peace through Jesus while facing their fears and anxiety, the Gaithers composed this popular hymn. The name of Jesus brings hope and peace and comfort to the hearts of believers. Peter says, to the Jews, he was a stumbling block, but to us who believe, he is precious. Just think of the name Jesus for a moment. He was Jesus at his birth. The angels told Mary that she would conceive and bear a son, and his name would be called Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. He was Jesus while he ministered on this earth. He was Jesus as he hung on the cross as our substitute for sin. He was Jesus after his resurrection. Jesus is the name that we proclaim through the gospel. Paul said, we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. He is Jesus when you need him. He is Jesus when you need comforting. He is Jesus when you are afraid. He is Jesus for your salvation. He is Jesus for protection. Jesus is to be a part of every aspect of our lives. Where would we be without Jesus? Jesus is the name above every name. My Bible tells me that God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, being made so much better than the angels, as he by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus is a sinner seeker, a friend of the down and out, a friend of the marginalized. What would we do without Jesus? The name Jesus is important. Names are important. Name brands such as Starbucks, Nike, Levi, Sony, and then you have the domain names such as Google.com, Yahoo.com, and of course your favorite, BibleStrong316.org. Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, tells us, A good name is more desirable than great riches. And Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, tells us a good name is better than fine perfume. Names evoke feelings and emotions within us. They can be positive or negative. George Washington and Richard Nixon, Abraham Lincoln and Bill Clinton, Charles Spurgeon, Jim Jones. In Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare asks the question, what is in a name? That which we call a rose, by any other name, would smell the same. There is only one name on all of planet Earth that is worthy of honor and praise, and that name is Jesus. Jesus, what a name. Think about it. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the why I love him so. Jesus, the sweetest name I know. Jesus has by his enemies been called a lunatic, a blasphemer, Beelzebub, deceiver, glutton, drunkard, an opportunist. When Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? The disciples replied, one of the prophets, Isaiah maybe, or one of the other prophets. Many had called him teacher and master. And then Jesus says, whom do you say that I am? And Peter declared, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is what trips people up. Almost everybody can accept him as a prophet. Other religious people respect him as a good man, as a prophet, as a man who spoke of a good way to live. But once you define who he is and what he came for, they turn away. They don't want to believe that Jesus is the only Savior for the world. They don't want to believe that Jesus is the very Son of God. Almost everybody loves him as a prophet. And when Christmas time comes, almost everybody will put up a Christmas tree. Even the Jewish merchants sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. At Christmas time, everybody loves Jesus the prophet, Jesus the teacher, Jesus the master, but not everybody loves Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The only way into the kingdom of God is by Jesus. I know that some would say that that's rather narrow-minded, saying that there is no other way except Jesus. And you know, a lot of people feel that way. Why be so narrow-minded about this place called heaven? Heaven is made for everybody. Why narrow it down to just one way? Why can't there be other ways to get to God? Why is there not something that I can do to help me? The rich young ruler came to the Lord and said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He had kept the law from his youth up, but yet there was something inside of him that let him know that he did not have eternal life. He knew there was something missing. He became aware that keeping the law was not going to give him eternal life. He was also aware that he couldn't inherit it from his fathers or forefathers. No matter how good they were, no matter how much they loved God, they could not leave him eternal life. Eternal life comes through Jesus Christ. It's not me that narrows it down to one way. It's Jesus himself. He says, I am the way. No man comes unto the Father except by me. anybody else that would try to come in another way is like a thief and a robber. He is the only way. When you define Christ as the only way, it turns people off. The world don't want the good news. They just want good advice.